Hello, listeners. We continue our discussion of some and any. This is Everyday English. We've already noted that some is used in statements and not in questions. There are, however, exceptions to this rule. The word some implies certainty sometimes. In some types of questions, we use some when we want to express some degree of certainty, especially when we are fairly certain of the answer to our question. Sometimes we expect the answer to our question to be yes. Now listen to this.
Did you see some men outside?
Yes, I did.
The question was, did you see some men outside? Did you see some men outside? Because Kofi expected the answer to his question to be yes, he uses some. He was certain there were some men outside. And sure enough, he got the answer yes. Had he not been certain that there were some men outside, he would have said,
did you see any men outside?
Alternatively, he could have put his question in this form.
Didn't you see any men outside?
The answer would have been the same.
Yes, I did.
Now, here's another question. Listen to it and the short exchange that follows it.
Do you hear some noises?
No, I don't.
I'm surprised you don't. There must be something wrong with your senses today. You are not your usual self today.
Possibly not.
Kofi is naturally surprised that he got the answer no from Adjo. He was expecting the answer yes. Hence, his use of some instead of any. Another important situation in which we use some in questions is when we're making an offer. Now, for example,
would you like some tea?
Yes, please.
We use some in such situations because we hope the person we're making the offer will say yes. Now, listen to this short dialogue.
Adjo, I wasn't expecting to meet you in the house at this time of the day.
Well, I'm relaxing and taking it easy. I haven't much to do. Shall I pour you out some tea?
Yes.
Would you like some biscuits with it?
Yes.
And some cheese?
Yes.
In this short dialogue, some is used in questions a number of times. Adjo asks,
would you like some tea?
Would you like some tea? And this is because she hopes and expects Kofi will say yes. She makes the offer willingly. It's a more polite way of making an offer. She asks later,
shall I pour you out some tea?
This is because she hopes and expects Kofi will say yes. Shall I pour you out some tea? She makes the offer willingly. It's a more polite way of making an offer. She asks later,
would you like some biscuits with it?
Would you like some biscuits with it? Here too, the word some is used and not any. And this is because she hopes Kofi will say yes to her offer. And finally,
and some cheese?
And some cheese instead of and any cheese? Now, let's listen to some of the sentences again. Would you please repeat?
Did you see some men outside? Did you hear some noises?
Shall I pour you out some tea? Would you like some biscuits with it?
The use of some instead of any in making an offer is what is expected. Any in such situations should be avoided. Listen to this short exchange and form your own impression of the nature of the offer being made.
Here are some oranges.
Nice oranges.
Would you like to take any home?
Yes, I would like some.
Shall I slice any for you now?
Yes, thank you.
Kofi's use of any in this situation is odd indeed. He seems not to be making an offer at all, but to be asking questions. In making offers, remember to use some instead of any. Some is positive in tone, while any sounds negative in such situations. Now listen to another version of the exchange.
Here are some oranges.
Nice oranges.
Would you like to take some home for the children?
Yes, I would. I would like to eat some now.
Shall I slice some for you?
Yes, thank you.
Kofi's offers are more natural, as you can judge for yourselves. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good day and goodbye.